Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
I would just say that right now I think all options are on the table. I think that they went through that trade thing and they talked to teams. And it's not like those talks are shut down, but they didn't go anywhere. And when they don't go anywhere, it opens up the possibility that he could be back.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island. Also brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates, First Weber Real Estate Services, the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. Get started today at wendorfteam.firstweber.com.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf and Associates, First Weber Group, he helps people make their own moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move. Get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates.
Great to have Adam Schefter hanging out with us today. Before we get to Adam, Joshy, can you remind me, how do you pronounce the word associated with Micah Parsons' injury?
It's a facet.
Facet. Not a facet, but a facet. Adam Schefter, that came from a chiropractor who called into the show yesterday to let us know that we were butchering the pronunciation of the injury. Yesterday, you reported, Adam, that you believe he will play this week. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I think he's got that injury. I think it's more notable than people thought. But again, I think as a general rule, when you sign a four-year, $188 million contract and your team gives up two first-round draft picks and a notable player, and you're playing a division rival when you're coming off a season in which that team had a 1-5 divisional record, I think when those things happen, generally I'm going to count on the player playing. Yes.
Adam, I still can't get over the fact I think there's something more to this. You know, we saw the report that Jerry Jones said,
Conspiratorial Chewy.
Well, it's just, this is, when Reggie White, I know it's not the same, was a free agent, 31 other teams wanted him. Wined and dined. Why would Dallas, why would Jerry Jones say, no, play on the fifth year? And why haven't we heard another team saying, yeah, we were willing to give up two firsts and a sixth, but we weren't going to give him the $47 million? Where are those people? If this guy is the you-know-what. I can't get over it.
The bee's knees?
Yes.
Okay, Chewy.
Yes.
Let me help you. Let me help you get over it, okay?
Yes.
I believe I can do that in this particular case. Reggie White signed with the Green Bay Packers as a true unrestricted free agent in March. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Yes.
When everybody had a clean slate, it was the start of the new league year. Micah Parsons, and this is, Micah Parsons was traded the Thursday before Labor Day when most every team has allocated its cap space. I personally have had teams call me and say, hey, do you think the Cowboys would trade Micah after the season? And I said, I think they're going to trade him at some point. And they said, after the season? I said, we'll see. And they said, because we couldn't afford to do it right now, but we would be lined up in March. And this is why people are being critical of Jerry Jones, is if you were going to get to the point where you were trading Micah, even if you have that meeting with him in mid-March and in Jerry Jones' eyes, shake hands and have an agreement like he thought, and then the deal doesn't get done, Jerry would have been better off turning around on April 1, April 10, and saying, I thought we had a deal. This guy's not signing the deal. We're going to trade him now. And they might have gotten, and I would venture to say they would have gotten, more than they got now, and there would have been more suitors than there were now. But when you get to late August and you make the decision you're going to trade him, I can tell you there were numerous teams that would have been interested in trading for Micah Parsons, but there were very, very few at this time of the year that could put together a package to make it happen. In terms of the money, the cap space, all those things like that. People have floated out Buffalo, Baltimore. Doesn't it make sense to trade him to a contender that's not in the conference? Well, yeah, it does, except Buffalo and Baltimore never could afford to pay Micah Parsons and make that trade today. So where conceivably could Dallas, there were only a few places. Now, I think there are other teams that would have been willing to do it and would have gotten creative. I know this to be true, but Dallas wouldn't have been willing to deal the player to those places. So it left a much smaller market. And I would even venture to say, Chewy, if the Dallas Cowboys had been willing to ride it through this year and say, we're going to deal with the Micah drama that comes along this year, we still think we'll get enough out of him, and then tag him after the year and trade him in March, I believe they would have gotten more. I believe they would have gotten more.
But I look at Adam and I look at if Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen came available, 31 other teams, maybe not 31, but 25 other teams are saying, I don't care. We'll go get buried in the cap. We're doing it. Is it the gap is so big between Mahomes and Allen to Parsons? Or would you agree with that, Adam? Would teams be trading to get Patrick Mahomes?
Well, the Buffalo Bills spent their offseason, as an example, restructuring Allen. They played Christian Benford. They pay Ed Oliver. They paid. I mean, the Bills extended a group of about six or seven guys.
Yeah.
Okay? The Baltimore Ravens spent a ton of money. Like, these teams don't have the money today to do a deal for Micah Parsons, Joey. Okay. They just don't.
Okay.
When the Packers traded for Reggie White, or sorry, he was an under. You didn't have to compensate the Eagles. You did it at the start of the new league year. Everyone was basically figuring out how they were going to spend their money, and everybody would have been interested. I would venture to tell you that if Jerry Jones had said on March 1, which he didn't,
mm-hmm.
we are willing to listen to offers for Micah Parsons, they would have gotten offers from probably 30 teams in the league.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. All right.
Adam, you've been doing this for a long time, and I know.
Let me say this. Hold on. And I talked about this in my podcast this week. There should be joy in Green Bay. They got an incredible football player. He's one of only two players in NFL history that had at least 12 sacks in each of his first 4 years, the other being Reggie White. They got an incredible and there are a lot of people who believe, rightly so, you just don't trade great pass rushers. I go back to the story I tweeted out last week. It's true. In 1992, Carmen Policy, the president and CEO of the 49ers, made a decision to trade Charles Haley to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Charles Haley, as you know, Chewy,
yeah.
was one of the key figures in Dallas turning it around and winning Super Bowls. And Jerry Jones later said without that trade, Dallas wouldn't have won the Super Bowls. They did. Now, some 33, 4 years later, the Dallas Cowboys trade the pass rusher to the Green Bay Packers, whose president is Ed Policy, son of Carmen, president and CEO of the Packers. Now, again, you get an unbelievable player. There is a downside to this, okay, that you should be aware of. And this is the downside. Next year, the Green Bay Packers will have roughly $125 million in cap space committed to Jordan Love, Micah Parsons, and Rashawn Gary. Three players. Three players accounting for what's 125 divided by 300. It's a big number. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just call it 30% of your cap. Yeah. 30% of your cap, three players. Okay? That's not a simple thing. Like, I've had people say to me that over time, they don't think that that's sustainable. Okay? Now, again, the flip side to that is that's down the line. They're going to have to make roster decisions. They're going to have to come up with money. They're going to have to hit on players that they pick in the mid rounds. They just gave up two first round draft picks. So there are issues that the Packers have to overcome. But you do that with a generational pass rusher. And you do that at a time where, frankly, Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur both are looking for long-term security and haven't gotten it from Ed Policy, right? So they're not worried about that right now.
Adam, I know you mentioned it earlier, and you mentioned it a couple weeks ago when you joined us about how, you know, everything you had been hearing, you weren't going to be surprised if Micah Parsons got traded. But at the end of the day, even though the NFL has been making more player trades in the last 5-10 years, how shocked were you that a 26-year-old pass rusher like this was actually available in a trade? Because you mentioned Reggie White. A lot of the big names that typically move are in free agency. What would you compare this to in terms of a news breaking day? How big of a deal was this for you?
I'll say this, that, you know, on August 19th of my podcast, I posted that I thought the sides were divorcing. And I said, and the clip was posted, I believe he's going to get traded. I don't know if he's going to get traded right now or after the season, but I believe a trade is coming. And the reaction that I got from media, or not media, but report of fans in Dallas, Cowboy fans, like, oof, some angry, hot people telling me to stick it you-know-where, and that I didn't know what the hell I was talking about, okay? Like, I responded to a few of those tweets over the weekend. I couldn't help but keep a couple of those tweets.
It's kind of, yeah, take a victory lap. I get you.
Yeah, and so I always thought that this was where I was headed. Now, I will say last week, I started getting texts. The day the trade was made Thursday. I'm just thinking about this now. Wednesday to me was when I said to myself, something's happening here. Like this is going on. And I was working Wednesday into the night, making a bunch of calls. And I'm just being honest, like Wednesday into Thursday, I had a hard time sleeping because I felt like a trade was coming. And we put out a story on ESPN on Thursday that said the Dallas Cowboys were listening to offers now. And then a couple hours later, somebody called me and they said, bro, you better get ready. It's coming down. And I go, what do you mean? And they go, it's happening. I go, well, we said he's going to, you know, they're listening. He goes, no, it's happening by tonight. I'm like, what? Okay. It was something. And then an hour later, it happened.
Bro. I love that. Who talks to Adam Schefter like that? Bro.
Well, Jen, you know, the great part was I had been chasing the story earlier, so I hadn't had a chance to shower. So, like, after I followed the story that the Cowboys were listening, and before I did, I don't know, NFL, I'm trying to remember the whole day I would have in my journal, but I went upstairs to go shower. And that call came in, like, as I was about to get in the shower. And I'm like, okay, what am I doing here? Like, can I even afford to get in the shower? Do I not shower?
Bring your phone in there.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Adam, don't tell me that you don't bring your phone in the shower.
Let me tell you something. It helped drive Woj out of the business. It was one of the reasons he got tired of showering with his phone, like, attached to the shower door. And there are many times that I do that where, like, I have, you know, there's a bathtub next to our shower. I put the phone up so I can see the texts or calls that are coming in as I'm showering. Yes. And sometimes you just have to just jump in there and make it quick.
One of my favorite details of when Adam Schefter joins the show is when his phone is just pinging next to him, as it is this morning. All right, Adam, last thing before we let you go, because we know you are very busy. Of all the games on the week one slate, and of course the Cowboys Eagles will kick things off tomorrow night, which one are you most looking forward to? Which one are you going to be glued to?
Not one in particular. It's
really?
just the steady diet of football. But, you know, and I'll say this, Jen, I have my two fantasy drafts tonight, one at 6 o'clock Eastern, one at 8:15 Eastern. I'd be much better prepared to answer that question after I know who's on my fantasy teams, number one.
But, fair.
I would just say, like, week one, you're just watching and kind of taking it all in. And I don't know where my attention's going to go. There are so many interesting matchups in week one that could go either way. I said this on the podcast again, like, we've got a game tomorrow night. We've got the Cowboys and Eagles, and Friday night we have the Chiefs and the Chargers. Saturday night we have Michigan, Oklahoma, a bunch of college football. Sunday night we have the Ravens and the Bills.
Yes, unbelievable.
Monday night.
Yeah, that's a great one.
It's like, it's pretty crazy. The next, you know, four or five, I told my wife and the rest of my family, it was nice spending the summer with you. I'll see you on Tuesday.
And, of course, the Packers and the Lions play Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field. Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Good luck in your fantasy drafts. I did see that you have Matthew Golden listed as a late pick as a sleeper pick potentially for wide receivers. So let us know if you get the Green Bay Packers rookie on any one of your fantasy teams.
I appreciate everybody talking today. Enjoy week one, and congratulations on the acquisition of one Micah Parsons.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Adam. That means a lot coming from you.
Yes, Gabe. My pleasure. Okay.
Adam Schefter joins Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every Wednesday on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Looking for it all in one trip? The Island Resort and Casino has you covered, just like they have us covered, bringing you Adam Schefter each and every week. Championship golf, gaming, spa, dining, and live entertainment all in one epic destination. Book your total experience now at islandresortandcasino.com.